Reflectance study of ice and Mars soil simulant associations, 2. CO$2 and H$2 ice, by Zarine Yoldi et al. We measure the visible and near-infrared reflectance of icy analogues of the Martian surface made of CO2 ice associated in different ways with H2O ice in the regolith simulant JSC Mars 1. Such experimental results obtained with well-controlled samples in the laboratory are precious to interpret quantitatively the imaging and spectral data collected by various Mars orbiters, landers and rovers. Producing and maintaining well-characterized icy samples while acquiring spectrophotometric measurements is however challenging, and we discuss some of the difficulties encountered in preparing and measuring our samples. We present the results in the form of photometric and spectral criteria computed from the spectra and plotted as a function of the composition and physical properties of the samples. Consistent with previous studies, we find that when intimately mixed with other materials, including water ice, CO2 ice becomes rapidly undetectable due to its low absorptivity. As low as 5 WT% of fine-grained H2O ice is enough to mask entirely the signatures of CO2. Similarly, sublimation experiments performed with ternary mixtures of CO2 ice, H2O ice and JSC Mars 1 show that water, even when present as a minor component, 3 WT%, determines the texture and evolution of the mixtures. We assess the ability of various combinations of spectral parameters to identify samples with H2O, Colorado 2, JSC Mars minus 1, or various mixtures from their reflectance and orient our study to helping interpret ice and soil reflectance spectra from the Martian surface. From the laboratory spectra, we simulate the color signal generated by the CSIS instrument to allow for direct comparisons with results from this instrument and provide to databases the necessary spectral data to perform the same operations with other instruments. This was Reflectance Study of Ice and Mars Soil Simulant Associations 2. CO$2 and H$2 ice, by Zarine Yoldi et al.